Radio Prague News. The government's pension reform has come under fire from the European Commission. The government has approved a bill which would eliminate anonymous bearer shares. And several hundred pensioners on Wednesday joined an anti-government protest against a slower growth of old age pensions. The government's pension reform has come under fire from the European Commission. In a report published on Wednesday, the European Commission says that the reform is half-baked and more changes will have to be made in order to secure its long-term sustainability. It criticizes the proposed early retirement scheme as undermining the reform's credibility and the fact that there is no clear correlation between the retirement age and life expectancy. Brussels has also urged Prague to resolve persisting problems with EU funding and redouble its efforts in fighting corruption. The government has approved a bill eliminating anonymous bearer shares. Under the legislation, firms will have to register bearer shares in a central depository kept by the stock exchange or deposit them with banks. Both alternatives will enable law enforcement bodies, those awarding public procurement or allocating subsidies, to identify share owners. The bill is part of a broader package of anti-corruption measures approved by the centre-right government. Several hundred pensioners on Wednesday joined an anti-government protest against a slower growth of old age and disability pensions in the coming years. The demonstration on Prague's Palace Square was organised by the Council of Senior Citizens, which argues that the living standard of pensioners has consistently dropped in the past decade, putting many pensioners on the poverty line. The average monthly pension in the Czech Republic is 10,000 crowns, the equivalent of 400 euros. Economists agree that pensioners will be the hardest hit group by the government's austerity measures. Thursday is the last day on which people can order inflation-beating state bonds from the Czech Finance Ministry. The ministry has so far received orders for 14.2 billion crowns worth of bonds. It is planning to release another issue in the autumn. The maturity of the bonds is 8 years, with the option of premature repayment after 1 year of ownership. The Finance Ministry started issuing state bonds last year in view of covering part of the deficit in public finances. The government on Wednesday approved an amendment to the road law which would allow drivers to select their own vehicle registration number for the price of 5,000 crowns per plate. If approved by Parliament, the amendment could be enforced by the fall of this year. The authorities have said plates would be issued on a first-come, first-served basis. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Thursday is expected to be relatively warm with temperatures around 23 degrees Celsius. But the weather should take a turn for the worse after that, with several days of rain and day temperatures reaching a maximum of 15 degrees. Morning frost is expected in places over the weekend. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.